Welcome back. This is Conversations with Matthew Bronson on KUPR 99.9 Placidus, New Mexico. And in case you're not aware, that 99.9 is on the FM dial. And today we are having a conversation with Kate Miller of Sophia's Giving Circle. So welcome to Conversations with Matthew Bronson.
Thank you.
And why don't we just start off with a little history of Sophia's Giving Circle? The old who, what, where, why, and when.
Okay. So, Matthew, first, thank you very much for inviting the Giving Circle and myself to be able to talk to you. It's a real honor, and it's a real honor to hear Sophia's Giving Circle's name on the radio, so we're thrilled about that.
Well, and you're welcome, but this is really one of the founding tenets of why all the people put all the effort into getting KUPR on the air. And so I'm going to thank you for being willing to come in and have a great interview.
So thank you for asking about the history, because actually Sophia's Giving Circle grew out of my hearing an NPR story on the radio while my husband Michael and I were driving down to Carlsbad. And basically, the story of giving circles, there's about 150 giving circles that exist across the United States. And it's basically the idea that people come together, a community-based group. There's all different kinds, shapes, and descriptions. The one that stuck with me when I heard it on NPR was really the idea that I named Chicks with Checkbooks was one of the giving circles, and it made me laugh, but it also made me think about what could we do here in Placidus that might be, you know, useful to us. So that was, it took 5 years, Matthew.
So you put some thought into this.
I did. And we've talked about it a lot, and there are about 15, 18 members. A couple of our members live north, and so they don't always get to come to the meetings. But there are 18 of us that are together on a monthly basis, and we meet to look at projects and see what we can do in the community and the adjoining community at this point as well.
And this particular giving circle, Sophia's.
Yes.
And let's clue everyone into why Sophia.
Sophia was it's an ancient goddess, actually, who was about wisdom. The whole meaning is wisdom. And so we wanted to be wise givers, and we wanted to be people that would give back to the community in a way that could be useful to the community, but also a good learning experience for members at the community as well.
Okay. And there is no particular profile of a member that it's just 18 almost random people that live in Placidus.
There are 18 of us that several of us live in a close area. Some of us live, you know, across the highway. But I think that there is no specific background, or we're not part of a different group. Some of us are members of Jardineros. Some of us are members of like the Presbyterian Church, but not all of us are. We're basically come from all different kinds of backgrounds.
So that I would think, you know, diversity makes you stronger.
I'd like to think that.
Yeah. So the after noodling this around mm-hmm. for 5 years, mm-hmm. 2013 was your inaugural year.
Yes.
With any projects in mind, or that's when you just first had that grand debut and you all discussed it, and then you had your first project?
Well, the very first meeting, Matthew, was really about talking to people about what a giving circle is, much like what you and I are doing right now, that people came, they were invited, they tested it, and we handed out handouts about giving circles and about what they could be. And then we talked about, you know, what might be some areas that we would look at for projects. And education was a big area. And then also, you know, who might come to us. And so that whole night was basically not about a project, but about learning for all of us together,
right,
and how we would operate together. So,
projects, a whole variety.
Yes.
I believe you said that we are here at the Placidus, the beautiful Placidus Community Library.
We're very blessed to have this library.
And there is a very nice walking labyrinth on the, I guess that is the west side of the building that Sophia's Giving Circles donated one of the benches.
Right.
So that's an example. There was a person or family in need in the community.
Right.
And for the most part, initially, Sophia's Giving Circle was focused on Placitas. Someone needed some help insulating their home, and that was a project. And then you helped with a reading group at one of the local schools by having a spaghetti dinner. So it's a whole variety of things. And explain a little bit more how some of these projects come up, and if there's a couple that are on the table right now for discussion.
So first, Matthew, I want to clarify something. That the home that we insulated was basically someone who had lost their house, lost their home. And so they were living in an outbuilding.
Okay.
And so it's not that we would do home remodeling, but what we would do is we would do a one-time donation for someone who was in real trouble.
Right.
Like we've supported Casa Rosa, and we've done, actually two of our members were able to make a connection, a partnership with REI, and we were able to bring, you know, old things from REI and up to Casa Rosa, and they loved that. I mean, there was jackets and all kinds of things. So that's not money we're giving, but it's, sometimes it's just making the network for people.
Okay,
to
so
help.
It's a secondary contribution.
Yeah, it's just helping. And so there's that. The labyrinth was one that the bench was a request, and so people came and talked to us about what they were desiring, and we talked about not being able to probably pay for all the benches that are there, but that we thought we could do one. And so we all talked together and made that decision. I think another project that we did, a knitting, sewing, and a crocheting class up at the elementary school.
Right.
Where we paid an instructor to be able to come to the elementary school once a week for a period of weeks, which was a great thing for the kids. They loved it. The boys and girls were all involved, and it was just a really, it was such a nice thing to be able to do that.
I did not realize that there were professional crocheters.
Oh my gosh, you'd be surprised.
I am.
You'd be surprised. Knitting, crocheting, sewing, the whole thing.
Knitting and, for hire.
Yeah, so you just, yeah, if you love it, you can teach it.
Have knitting needles will travel.
And so, and then we also, one of the things that you and I, Matt, talked about is that we have done a spay and neuter clinic where we provided a donation to cover spay and neuter for people's animals.
Was it done at a particular veterinarian's
office?
It's
actually up at the Santa Fe. It's amazing to me that we had to go to Santa Fe. But it was the most economical way, because they do that on a regular basis.
Right.
And so we were able to spay and neuter several animals. And actually for... we still have some money there on account, so we're supporting a continuation of that. So, other projects. We did a really wonderful project at the Native Garden project at the Coronado Historic Site, and we supported an Eagle Scout. And if you ever visit and you see the garden that this young man has created, I'm so proud that Sophia's Giving Circle was able to support that. And so it was about seed, and there were a lot of people that went and worked, and so there was a lot of things that happened there that he was actually kind of, he was somebody who visited the Hardened Arrows. And as I said to you, I think the Hardened Arrows have done terrific work in this community.
Oh, they're wonderful.
They're amazing. And he had gone to this Eagle Scout, or one of the people from the Coronado site had gone and talked about this. And a couple of our members were there and brought it to our meeting. And of course, we wanted to support something like that. So
Someday in the Boy Scouts, Eagle Scouts, there could be a Sophia's Giving Circle merit badge.
I would love it. It would be so cool if that were true.
You never know.
So schools are places that we do work. The library here is a place that we've done some work. Actually seeing local things expand, like the Eagle Scouts project, the Garden Project, which is really bringing back the historical way that place was actually planted. We certainly support things like that.
There are deep roots here in Placidas.
Yes.
There is an email to get in touch with the circle.
Yes.
And why don't we give that out?
Okay. So if you want to get in touch with the circle, if you have a project idea or you're curious about something, the email address to use is michaeldtc, D as in dog, T as in Tom, C as in cat, @AOL.com. MichaeldTC@AOL.com. And the telephone number you can also reach us at is 505-867-2403.
505-867-2403. You know, Kate, and this is Conversations with Matthew Bronson on KUPR Radio 99.9 on the FM dial, Placidas, New Mexico, and I'm speaking with Kate Miller, one of the, may we say, the one of the founders? One of the originals.
One of the founding members.
Of Sophia's Giving Circles. And we're talking about what the Giving Circles are all about, and specifically Sophia's, which is focused for the moment in the Placidas, New Mexico area.
And adjoining areas.
And you're expanding.
Yes, we are.
And because it is a tightly held, close association of 18 members at this point, mm-hmm. You have chosen not to become incorporated LLC 501c3dfg, whatever, any of those, and you don't even have a website.
No, we don't.
I thought once you're like 3 years old, it's a requirement to have a website. So this is fascinating to me, coming from a technology background, but I can certainly understand the point of why. This is a, I almost feel like it's a philanthropic group, mm-hmm. which may not be the strict definition of the word, but I can see, it's only been a couple years.
3 years.
3 years. You're doing lots of projects. You're becoming known. I can see, for lack of a better way of putting it, I can see this getting really out of hand. A lot of projects, a lot of money, you know, I mean, success can almost be a downfall.
Mm-hmm.
Have you all spoken about that?
So we have spoken about this. And actually, Matthew, one of the things that we just had our monthly meeting last Sunday, and one of the things that someone in the group said is, you know, what if somebody wants to join? And several of us have talked about this over time, that what we'd really like to do is we'd really like to encourage other giving circles to come to, there's plenty of work to be done. It's not like you're taking something away from us by starting a giving circle. And I think there are some special things that need to be put in play to be able to have a giving circle and have it function, you know, together. So for me, if the group gets larger, it'd be wonderful. It'd be a wonderful thing to have more money amongst our members or more projects amongst our members. And we do really want to encourage people that a giving circle is not something that's just this one, that Sophia's Giving Circle, but there may be fledgling organizations like that all over this area. But maybe they just need a little bit of a nudge,
right,
to be able to get them going.
And do you have a handbook or a seminar? Or
if you call us or email us, we will, you know, we'd be more than happy to help. And maybe we could put together something for you. But I think there are some things that are really helpful to know. Like, first of all, one of the things that we don't have is we're not a 501c3. We made a decision that we would not spend money to be able to get a tax-free organization,
right,
that was money that we could spend on projects. We also made a decision that every year we would, together as a group, make a decision about how much money we actually have to spend. And so at the January meeting, we put our heads together and say, this is, each of us say, you know, here's what I think I can put forward. And it's all done anonymously. So, and we've never been unable to be able to meet a need as a group. And I believe that even if something went over our budget, that we would look again and see if we could find either a way we could pay part or a way that we could pay it all if we look inside of our pockets, which are deeper than what we think they are.
Which is a good thing. Now, is it strictly the projects that you take on, you donate money to them, or have you ever spoken about like the Hard and Arrows, where sometimes they contribute manpower or person power? Yeah. Do you do both?
We have done both. We have done both money, and we have done like building. Like when we actually, there were members of the group that actually did the re-insulation of that house.
Oh, okay.
So it's not foreign to us to do that. We also, would be open to listening to people who have a group, maybe not a giving circle, but maybe some other kind of organization that would like some help around how to move that group forward. There are lots of ways that giving circles give. Sometimes it's about leadership skills. Sometimes it's about money. Sometimes it's about manpower. Sometimes it's about time. And those are all things that we would be willing to consider.
And you think that there is room for more than one giving circle in Placitas?
Yes.
And you welcome
many.
That?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And because I think that all of us have different ideas about what's important. And this is a diverse community in many ways. And so, therefore, we look at things in different ways. And we need to make sure that lots of things are covered. There are schools and vicinities around in the adjoining areas that probably could use some help on some things, some projects.
Right. So keep your eyes open. And
please.
And if anybody listening on KUPR or on abqlive.tv see something in the Placitas and surrounding areas that could use a little helping hand, mm-hmm. use the email or give a call and let Kate know what's going on, or any one of the members.
Would you mind, Matthew, if I just said...
You may say whatever
criteria.
You like. Okay.
So just something for folks to think about. The criteria that we use for the giving circle, and you could consider it for another giving circle, is requests from Placitas and nearby or adjoining areas. We provide seed money. We get projects started. We try to create or look for sustainable projects that can be supported after the startup. We do matching funds. We will look at individual hardship projects or individuals that need something just to get themselves out of a difficult situation. We will look at community benefit, and we also are always considering what our financial situation is at the time of the request. So just so you know.
So there actually is a structure to your organization.
See, there's criteria.
Yes.
You've got to have criteria.
Well, and that makes a lot of sense that someone says, my group or my school, whatever, needs this. Would you give us money? That you vet it amongst yourselves. Even though you're just probably a small portion of the project, you go, this doesn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't fit the criteria that we've established. And
right.
So when that happens, then we have to say no, but maybe we can connect them with somebody else.
Right.
So we would do our best to do that.
Anything on the short list for the remainder of 2015?
Well, we've got a couple of things. We've got three schools that we're going to start working with. One that's going to be a repeat school. The other two are new for us, and we're thrilled to have these people asking for some funding from us, because we believe we can do something that can be helpful. One of the wonderful things is that we have a lot of books that we're going to be using in these schools. And when we worked up in the Placitas Elementary School, we brought 250 books with us. And people, every person who left that meeting, there were about 70 people that attended, everybody left with a book. And what a great thing it's for people to have books in their homes. That's a personal value of mine.
Certainly.
It's not a value of everybody, but for me it's really a great thing to see kids together with their parents and children with their brothers and sisters reading together.
So. When I have fantasy time about one of the things I would always wanted to have in a house would be when you see some of these old movies and the master of the house has the library with, you know, the three stories with the ladder and all that dark mahogany or cherry. I don't know if I would ever make total use of it, but I'd like to sit in there and just look at it.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful.
Yeah, exactly.
I like to hold a book. I like electronics, Kindles and all that stuff. But when it comes to a book or a newspaper, uh-huh. I want to get ink all over my hands.
Yeah, I think books are wonderful. And that's one of the things that we often, you know, do with the Giving Circle. And there are many other things as well.
So. Super. Well, Kate Miller of Sophia's Giving Circles, have we done it justice?
I think that the biggest thing that I would say is for all of us within the community to remember, I love this thing that one of our members said, we have deeper pockets than we think we have. And so if you think your pockets are not very deep, there might be something in there, and there might be a giving circle waiting for you to be part of.
Right. So. I think that's a great way to wrap it up, Kate, is that just because there is Sophia's Giving Circle doesn't mean that there shouldn't be a second or a third or a fourth.
Exactly.
Because so many people say, yeah, I really would like just to help. And this is a great opportunity to do that. And there's a certain social interaction to it also, that you're doing it as a group.
It's a wonderful way of building a small community of people that connect tightly and who are willing to talk and to disagree as well as to agree. You know, you need both.
Oh, absolutely.
It can't always be homogenous. And so it's really important to have that as part of that circle.
Well, then I guess I would just end by saying congratulations and thank you for being part of Placidus and taking time out of your day to be here on Conversations with Matthew Bronson on KUPR Placidus 99.9.
And thank you for KUPR. We love it. So.
You're quite welcome. Goodbye.